Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There she stood in the street.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Lee Branham is our guest, our good friend, longtime, more than 8-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of The 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave, also Re-Engage, and it's all about keeping your, how the best companies engage their people, keep them engaged and productive and efficient and happy and all that stuff. Lee Branham, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Hey, great to be here, Jim. Happy Labor Day.
Hey, Lee, over the last 8 years, more than 8 years, you have been very deliberate, dedicated, and determined to help us understand how to keep our people engaged. That's, if there's one thing that I, when I think about Lee Branham, I think about he's the guy who helps us keep our team engaged. But at the same time, Lee, I want you to help us reconcile something. Reconcile employee engagement with the fact that other professionals, other HR professionals, are saying that Gen Y will have 6 or 8 jobs during their career. That they literally go to work day one with one company, already imagining the horizon out there where they'll leave and go on to another one, whether they even know if they like this one or not. Now, reconcile those two things with me for us, Lee. That's you see the conflict?
Absolutely, and in order to explain it, you have to understand the climate that that generation grew up with. They watched their parents, many of them, lose their jobs. They grew up in a time, I was in the outplacement business, and I was coaching fired executives for many of those years when during the 90s when they were growing up, and so they don't look at lifetime employment as a real possibility. You know, they've seen a lot of companies have no way in their minds. A lot of these companies that let go their parents had no loyalty to their parents,
and that hasn't changed. By the way, that continues to this day.
Yes, it does, and they think to themselves, well, why would I be that loyal to a company and sacrifice my evenings and weekends and let the company?
But they're even like that. They're even like that. It doesn't really matter whether they're working for a large company or a small company. That seems to be their mindset. When regardless of whether they work for you or me or for somebody else.
Well, I think so. I think it's more difficult with a larger company to get employees to be loyal. But here's the thing. The thing they don't expect is lifetime employment. What they hope to have is lifetime employability, which means that if you keep educating them and giving them experiences where they learn and grow, they are more likely to stay. So the currency you have to deal in with Generation Y or the millennials is education. You know, are you constantly letting them learn something? Learning is the key to their engagement.
I agree with that. But, you know, when I look back on my career, I still had, when I began, I had the notion that, you know, I was going to be able to work for a company for a long time. Well, we, you know, you and I are pretty close to the same age. I think you probably remember those days. But we also both watched the downsizing era from in the late 70s and 80s. You know, we also watched that. But I've reinvented myself several times. It might seem like my pattern was to work for a company for 5-6 years and then get bored and want to go do something else, right? But during that period of time, Lee, at least for 90% of the time I worked for that company, I was totally engaged. I was a fireball for that company. I loved what I did. And nobody would look around and say to me in my generation, you know, or look at me and say, you know, he's not going to be here forever, but boy, he's engaged now.
Mm-hmm.
what they would say, I think.
Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, we've been tracking employee engagement, or at least the Gallup organization has, for several years, and you know, it hasn't gotten above 30% of employees who are fully engaged. Mm-hmm. So this is, you know, you and I might be the exceptions here. You know, mm-hmm. We got 70% of the workforce who are either moderately engaged or you know, just or disengaged, and we got 18% who are actively disengaged. But you know, it's a generational thing in a way, and in another way it isn't. And I think the people who advocate employee engagement have put so much pressure on managers and leaders to right. be responsible for employee engagement that we have an unintended consequence, which is that we have sent the message to employees that, well, it's all up to your managers to do it to you, and you don't right. have to bring anything to the table.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm talking these days to my clients about self-engagement and doing mm-hmm. workshops that challenge employees to take responsibility for their own engagement.
Another thing that I think is happening is I think the Gen Y members have a different set of personal values than baby boomers did. I don't think these people in their 20s, like you and I were thinking about buying our first house in our 20s, and we did.
Mm-hmm.
But most of them are not.
Well, right? I have two millennial sons that have bought their houses and are working their butts off.
But you know that that's a little bit of not the norm. I
know what you mean. I mean, as a general rule, millennials value their own work life, you know, outside of work.
And therefore, they're not necessarily as tied to their work as they are to other things. And it's a generational
thing.
We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Lee Branham after these messages. 10 till. Lee's website is keepingthepeople.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.